Humans, you are about to hear a free re-release of our 2016 Charlie Brown Christmas episode from behind the paywall. The episode will only be available free temporarily, so if you want access to episodes behind the paywall, make sure to subscribe to Stitcher Premium for free for a month, okay? We also have Stolen Idea, the musical that Brett Morris and I made. Also, My Dead Wife, the Robot Car. How about Besser versus the Audience? There's a lot of cool Stitcher Premium content. Go to Stitcher.com/premium. Use offer code improv. Select a monthly plan. That's Stitcher.com/premium. Promo code improv. But for now, enjoy this free re-released episode.
An Almond Brown Christmas.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere. Olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirits through the year.
Okay, guys, let's... Charlie.
Yeah.
Do you not know how to harmonize? Like, the whole point of harmony is to come in at a different...
Right. Well, for me, it was... Yeah, being the last person to come in, it just...
Should be the easiest.
Well, right, but that's my point. Why do I got to be last? Why do I have... I like the song, you know, or it's because I'm my nose or something.
Are you saying you felt cheated out of verses?
I'm just saying, yeah.
It sounds cooler when
right.
We join in one at a time.
And Charlie, we also said that we also decided to say who wants to come in at what verse and do what harmony, and you just kind of waited quietly until the end, so you got stuck at the right. end.
Well, I want to be humble, but if it is, I'm like kind of one of the main characters, and I don't get any...
That's
singing.
The opposite of humble, what you just did.
Well, right.
Sorry, guys. This is a podcast. Let's just go around right. and say where we are. This is Linus.
Hi, this is Lucy.
Hi, I'm Violet.
Hi, I'm Schroeder.
Hi, I'm Charlie Brown.
Big Bed.
Did you bring your dog?
Yeah. Well, I don't know where he is, but he's in here somewhere. Yeah. Hey, Snoop. That's my dog, everyone.
Can you ask your dog to please stop humping my leg?
I can't. Everyone likes him and lets him do whatever he wants.
Charles, no one likes your dog. Leave him at home.
Oh, well, in my mind.
All right, guys, let's just take five. Charlie Brown, let's just go outside and do a vape.
Okay.
We cut to outside where it's lightly sprinkling snow.
I think there's something wrong with me, you know? I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I mean, I might be getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. Like, because everyone's happy.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, you know, I feel guilty because I don't have any real problems and I have
a good
upbringing. And
yet are you going to blame this on your parents?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
We all have problems.
Okay, right. Well,
okay.
See,
my mom probably should have taken my blanket away a couple of years ago, but she hasn't. Do I bitch about that when everyone teases me on that?
No, that's good. They supported you, and that's like...
You call that support?
I think that's what
if
parents do.
If I pissed in
now.
My bed till the age of 15 and my parents didn't do anything about that, is that them supporting me?
In some ways, yeah, because now you know, otherwise you're going to get shamed or...
You were the only person I know who can take the best... The Christmas... The best holiday better than every single Jewish holiday stuck into one holiday.
Yeah.
And you fuck it up with your attitude, man.
You know, what about the corporations or something? And
that's just something people say.
The money you buy in presents.
You don't like money?
No, I see why capitalist society is beneficial or whatnot, but I'm just saying, you know.
Is this more Bernie Sanders shit?
Because
I'm just done with it, man.
Like, why do we pay money for wrapping? Just give the present.
Because it's about the surprise. Are you kidding? You're against wrapping paper?
About the trees or something.
You could give a shit about trees.
I know. I hate them. They're bristly. I guess
we cut to Charlie walking through the snow thoughtfully, meaning he's having lots of thoughts.
Just rats. Nobody sends me a Christmas card, and nobody likes me, and I hate this holiday. Why do I have to emphasize that I'm a loser?
We see Violet enter reading a Christmas card that she got.
Oh, Violet, cool. Thanks for the card you sent me. That was great.
I didn't send you a Christmas card, okay? I've told you many times to stop contacting me.
I know. I was being sarcastic. That was, couldn't you tell?
I don't think sarcasm is cool when you text me all the time and you've shown up at my apartment a couple times and my mom had to kick you out.
Yeah, well, I was nagging you.
Nagging me?
And then you didn't respond. I don't know if I messed that up.
Charlie, you've texted me pictures of your butt.
Well, yeah, that's what everyone told me to do.
Wait, she shows her phone and it's this weird zigzaggy butt crack, just like a zigzag on his shirt.
I was nervous. It happens to everybody.
You mean it doesn't happen to everybody? Everybody else has a butt that's just a smooth line.
I know. I hate Christmas.
Ugh.
We cut to the past in a cafe, and it's Violet's in the cafe, and the door opens to the cafe, and we see the little redhead girl walk in, and they have a meeting. So he's doing the same thing to you?
Yeah.
He is so creepy, right?
Yes. Okay, can I ask you a question? I've got a lot of zigzags, but have you gotten any of the front?
Of the so-called penis area?
Yeah.
It's completely abstract. At first, I thought I needed glasses.
I know, right?
And then
it's like a mound, like the top of his head. You know what I mean?
Just it's like one pubic hair.
Yeah.
At first, I thought the pubic hair was the penis, but no, it's just this one long. It's as long as the penis.
Oh God.
And you know what pisses me off? He doesn't even know my name is Rachel. He thinks he's in love with me.
And he calls you the redheaded girl.
Yeah, that's objectifying me.
Well,
it's all about my looks, apparently.
Can I tell you, you don't want him to know your name, all right? Because once he figured out he could Google me, things just went to pot. I can tell you that much.
Are you kidding me? What's he doing?
Well, first off, he sends a package to my school every day, and it's just one of those hairs, but I don't know where it's coming from.
Oh.
Every time I see him, he still has the hair on the top of his head. And I know he only has one on his peen, so I don't know where these hairs are coming from.
Oh, gross. Does he, like, pick out the one and it immediately gets replaced?
Ew, gross.
Does he think that's attractive or something?
I don't know.
We cut to Charlie Brown and Schroeder talking about how to pick up women.
I really don't understand because I send them the pics.
Mm-hmm.
I send them the packages. Nobody seems to like anything I do.
Wait, you send them the pics?
Yeah, my butt.
You send them the pics of your butt?
Yeah, that's what you said. You said to nag and...
Who is this? The redheaded girl? The redheaded girl?
Yeah, the redheaded girl too. I don't even know, but...
Are you talking about Rachel?
I don't know. Yeah, the redhead one.
Charlie, you don't just send a pic of your butt to a girl you don't know.
Well, what is everyone else doing? That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
You had to play the piano, my man.
Oh, right. Well, you know, rock stars. And
we cut to now back to the present where he's still thinking about how he has problems with women and how you'd like to connect with women. And he makes his way to Lucy's psychiatric booth.
Oh, God. Hey, Lucy?
Charlie Brown. The Charlie Brownist. Remember I said that?
I know, you did.
There's no other way to describe you, my friend. You seem down.
I am, and I guess this is weird, but I'm like pro-feminism and all this stuff.
Okay, before you say another word,
yeah.
I need 5 cents from you.
Okay. great.
Just put it right here.
Yep.
In this coffee can.
Clink, clink.
Oh, I love that sound. Capitalistic society just really gets me going. Yeah. I love the clink, clink, clink of the money in the jar. Clink, clink, clink. I love it. I love making money. You know what I'm going to spend it on?
What?
I don't even know yet. That's the beauty of it. Maybe, I don't know, a race car.
Oh. Well, shopping, lipstick or something?
You just started by saying you're a feminist.
Sorry, I just, when you...
And you think that I would just spend my money on shopping and lipstick?
Yeah, or something. Let me just, let's get to the point.
Okay.
I'm just saying I'm like woke and I'm with everything, but I keep sending my butt or whatever and send packages to whoever and I'm not getting any connection.
Okay, you got to give me some context. You keep sending your butt?
Pictures of it.
Yeah. So you feel ashamed, like you've done something embarrassing.
Well, I thought it would be sort of fun, and it seems like someone might find it weird. Or the point is that I'm looking for a connection. It's Christmas, and everyone else seems to be having fun, and I'm the odd man out.
Okay. Well, if we're going to keep talking, I need another 5 cents.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, that gets me fucking wet. Oh my God, that sound, that sound.
Money?
Hey, you've talked to Schroeder lately?
Yeah, but
he's so cute.
Yeah, he plays the piano.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. You got it, playing the piano, just it really, it's such an attractive quality. And if you don't know how to play piano, I just want nothing to do with you.
You buy into that? That like Schroeder posts the thing and says he loves the new Ghostbusters and you believe him?
Sure, I believe him.
You don't think he's just trying to say that to flirt with girls?
I don't think so at all. I think he really liked it.
Yeah. No, me too.
Did you like the new Ghostbusters?
Oh, of course. I just don't want to brag about it on my social media. You know,
how else do I know that you liked it? Do you have a fear of ghosts or Ghostbusters? That's called... I'm not sure what that's called.
If I was a ghost, I guess.
We hear Peppermint Patty walking by in the snow, and she's just overheard that Charlie Brown doesn't like Ghostbusters.
No, hey, Charlie, did you say you don't like Ghostbusters?
No, I just said if I was a ghost, I wouldn't like Ghostbusters because they would get me.
But that's fake. That's not real. Yeah. Ghosts aren't real.
That has a name. It's called misogyny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, but I like lots of other things, and, you know, I like Joni Mitchell.
A little redhead girl wanders over.
Oh, my God.
Did I just hear he doesn't like the new Ghostbusters?
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He said you shouldn't, if you liked it, you should keep it to yourself and that you shouldn't tell people about
it. He also, I bet you probably think Leslie Jones is the worst one.
No, yeah. No. Are you kidding me? That is racist.
No, I don't. I liked her the best one, and all of them are the best ones, and I like all of them.
Oh, so conveniently she's your favorite one now that we've mentioned that you probably hated her?
Mm-hmm.
You can just group all women into one category where they all become one person and they're all the best? That doesn't even make sense.
They are all connected, right?
Connected?
Because you're all on the same team.
What's my name? Part of my name.
The redhead.
Oh!
Ow. Ow. Ow, everyone. Hey! Wait!
Peppermint Patty, sir? What's happening, sir?
Hey, Marcy.
Oh, Marcy.
Stop calling me sir, all right? I'm not a boy. I'm a girl.
Sorry.
Ow, thank you. What is going on?
What's going on? Why is everyone hitting Charlie Brown?
He said he didn't like the new Ghostbusters.
What?
Franklin walks up, about the Leslie Jones comment. Franklin.
What's up, man?
What's up, Franklin? What's up?
You don't like the new Ghostbusters, man?
He specifically doesn't like Leslie Jones.
What the fuck?
Let's all just
calm you don't like down. The one black person in the movie? Do you know I'm the one black person in this town? So does that mean you don't like me too, Charlie Brown?
Yeah, Charlie Brown. Is that what that means?
Charlie Brown once said he thought Pigpen was black too because he's so dirty.
No, I said he was dirty. I think, Franklin, you're on fleek.
You think I'm on fleek? You're saying fleek? Oh my God.
You said joke a few minutes ago too. I let that slide.
Whoa. I don't understand.
I'm tweeting it out right now. Charlie Brown is a racist motherfucker.
No. And a misogynist.
I'm with it.
You're with it? Then what are you going to do to topple the patriarchy?
I'm going to share Schroeder's post?
Oh my God.
It's a start.
Why don't you just retweet Trump?
I would, ironically, but
look, Charlie, this is basically about you feeling down on Christmas, okay? Find your own solutions to getting out of your own personality.
It's just, I don't know, guys, can I be real or I can't get out of my head.
All right, look, Charlie, this all really comes down to you just hating the holidays.
Yeah.
You get so depressed around this time of year. I think you need a distraction. What do you say? We need a director for the Christmas podcast.
That's okay. Right. We do. The big annual Christmas podcast. Yeah. The big one at Earwolf.
We've got an engineer. We've got talent. We need a director. We need direction, like every good podcast.
Me? You want me to be a director of the Christmas podcast?
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, look, don't you think he could use a little bit of a distraction? Aren't you fucking sick of his bitching and moaning? It would keep him busy. It would keep him occupied.
Right, but we don't want to ruin the sacrifice of ruining the annual Christmas podcast.
Here's the deal, though. Like, a podcast doesn't really need, like, a director. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just sort of like we do the work, and he just sort of, like, gets the credit for it at the end. Like, really, at the end of the day, it's us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I've never even heard of a podcast.
Should I step away? So you guys can
No, it's fine. We don't really care.
Stick your hair in your ears.
I don't have enough.
Stick your hair, your one hair, in your ears.
Hey, Charlie. Yes? It's Pigpen here.
Hey, Pigpen.
I heard you were calling me black.
I didn't. I just said you were a little dirty. They misinterpreted that into another.
So black people are dirty?
That's what you guys said. I just said that he's got a... You know
that I'm white. I'm very proud of that fact.
Why don't you know that about
him? Pigpen is alt-right, man.
Oh, God.
But I heard also that you don't like the new Ghostbusters. You and I should hang out more.
No, it's not like that. Even though I'm not going to distance myself from Pigpen just because he's my friend from before. But also, that's wrong.
But Charlie Brown thought for a moment, maybe he did need to get involved with the holiday project in order to feel better about things. Lucy's confidence was almost contagious, despite everyone's negative feelings. Besides, he couldn't let everyone down. They needed him. Figuring he had nothing to lose, Charlie Brown agreed to meet Lucy and the rest of the cast later at the auditorium.
Okay, so gather up. Here's the director. This is me. Guys... Oh. No one's paying attention. Are we having the... Right. Okay. Alright, let's... You guys aren't listening. All right. Let's have some places, okay? Let's just quiet up.
Oh, man, we were in a groove.
I know.
That was a total jam, man. Schroeder, nice.
Thank you. Charles, I told you the piano works wonders, my man.
I see. I want to be a director, and I thought you guys would listen when I say cut and stuff.
But you got to feel the moment sometimes. You kind of killed it.
Hey, Charlie, it's me, your sister, Sally.
Oh, Sally.
Hey, I've been looking everywhere for you, big brother. Will you please write a letter to Santa Claus for me? You write it, and I'll tell you what to say.
Okay, sure.
Hi, Sally, I like your hair.
Oh, hi. Thanks.
Did you bleach it?
No, I just stood in front of a car exhaust for a really long time.
Oh, I didn't know that blinded it.
Yeah.
Looks nice.
Thanks.
Cheeks extra rosy. Sorry. You were talking about your gift list.
Yeah, my brother's just writing a letter to Santa for me.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Hey, let's go. So, dear Santa.
Dear Santa, please, for my Christmas present this year, I would like something for myself, something that's just special for me. I went on to fantasies.com and I found this specific dildo. It's one. Oh. It will actually vibrate, but then also turn. It has beads inside of a gelatin case. It requires 4 AA batteries that are rechargeable, and they don't come with it. So if I could get the 4 batteries and then also the actual dildo itself, it's called the Bunny Rabbit 52. And then a thing that people don't know about dildos, Santa, is that they require a special soap. If you wash them with this soap, they actually sort of wear away the outside, and then that leads to like a real nightmare. So I need the special soap that you can use to wash it.
She knows a lot about dildos.
Holy right, well, shit. Okay, Sally.
Your sister knows a lot about dildos, too. That's cool.
Yeah, and we shouldn't, you know, shame anybody. I just...
Who's shaming?
Well, I just maybe I think it's weird. You know, this is a very commercial present. Maybe just get some
commercial
sauce.
Present. I don't understand. What do you mean?
I mean, sounds like the gift that keeps giving.
Yeah. What's up, dude?
Hey guys, it's something about my sister guy. That way. Hold on, no, Snoopy, quiet.
I'm
that. What are you doing? Come on.
Anyway, size 5. Because a 4, I've kind of outgrown. So I need a size 5.
Why? Holy moly.
They have sizes?
Dildos, yes, they have sizes. Jeez. But Charlie.
Charlie, why do they have sizes? Oh,
size doesn't matter.
Oh, Charlie. Boy.
Guys? Who told you that?
The Reddit.
Oh, Charlie, no. Take it from me, man.
The Reddit
size
girl?
Doesn't matter.
Reddit girl. All right, Sally, I'm going to write this down. I don't know what you want me to send this to Santa.
Yeah. A recipe to Santa Claus, mm-hmm. North Pole, and put a stamp on it. Come on, Charlie.
I am. I just think this is another corporate greed thing. You got it.
Charlie Brown was old enough to know Santa Claus didn't exist, so he would have to be the one to go to a sex shoppy and buy that vibrator. We cut to a sex shop.
Hello?
Hey. Welcome.
Hi.
Holiday sale.
Yes, thanks.
What are you looking for? Something for you? Something for your lady?
Something
for both of you?
For my sister, actually.
Your sister?
Yes. It's
hey,
not.
Who am I to judge? You know what I mean? As long as you're paying.
Right. Well, no, that's, yeah, it's just a present.
Ching.
Is the glory hole open?
Oh. Someone's in there now, but they should be out in a minute.
All right, I'll just wait here.
All right.
Waiting for the glory hole?
No, I need a number 5 diamond.
Yeah.
Whoa!
You wish your sister was on the other side.
No, it's just a present.
I'm just
for her.
Messing with you, man. I'm not one to judge. You know what I mean?
I talk with my sister about that kind of stuff because I don't want her to feel shamed about her body and her vagina. And so if I could have her.
Sure, yeah. You're woke.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm woke. Exactly. That's what I try and tell the kids at school.
Ching, ching. Oh, Charles. Surprised seeing you in here.
Hey.
Schroeder.
Schroeder, my man.
What's hey, up? Man. How are you?
Are you here for the glory hole, little boy?
I'm definitely here for the glory hole.
What the hell? What are you guys doing? What's in there? Just someone gives you a blowjob or...
Oh, Charlie. God, Charlie.
It really all depends.
You know, sex... You have to be sex positive, Charles.
I am. I'm buying a vibrator for my sister.
Ching, ching.
Hey, Mrs.
Hi, Mrs.
Mrs. Brown.
Schmerkel.
Oh, man, is that Mrs. Schmerkel? I'm sorry.
How are you? Hole.
Oh, is your shift coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. She always talks like she has a dick in her mouth.
Oh, hey.
Because she usually does, you know what I mean?
And what is your name, the owner of the store?
What is my name?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at my name tag, it says Sean.
Sean Snurks.
S-H-A-W-N.
Right. Okay, sorry. So, Sean, does this happen all the time or just around Christmas?
Charlie Brown was dismayed. Even his baby sister had become greedy. Writing a letter to Santa Claus for a vibrator was one thing, but demanding that he get one with special soap was just absurd. So Charlie ran off to the auditorium, and he walked into his director's chair. No one was really paying attention to him. And
okay, here it becomes a director.
Are you really going to interrupt the song again? God.
Well, last time I thought it was the cue, and now I'm
It's a short song. Just give us a minute. We'll get to the end of it.
God.
Okay. It's just a warm-up.
But it's just, well, you sound a director. I'd like to just get it going. I watched.
Great. No warm-up.
Well, right.
Go ahead.
Okay, so let's get this thing going right. Lucy, get the scripts.
Yeah, I got the scripts right here.
Okay. Do we assign roles?
Yeah. Let me okay, everybody, I'm here to assign roles. Frida, you're playing the innkeeper's wife. Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
Nice.
And Shermie, you're the shepherd.
What am I? What's Linus?
Linus, you are also a shepherd.
Okay.
Now I want you to memorize these lines.
Who's so Jesus? Who's playing Jesus, Charlie?
I didn't write him in.
You didn't write him in?
I wasn't sure if that was offensive or pushing my agenda on the children.
What's the story going to be if Jesus isn't there?
Well, that's my question. What is this holiday about?
Jesus Christ, Charlie. There's only one true God.
Cartman?
I'm kidding.
Sorry.
That's not funny.
Cartman lives in the one town over.
Sorry. I just meant you were.
God,
sorry.
You think
people love
all
references.
Poor people look the same?
No.
What the fuck, Charlie?
It's meta humor. I was trying to do the thing you kids like.
You're the type of person that made me vote for Trump.
Oh, exactly.
You pushed me towards voting for Trump.
Don't blame me. I voted for Jill Stein.
Oh, Charlie.
Charlie.
Jesus. What?
Look, man,
what?
The story is about the baby Jesus being born. Your first, the roles, innkeeper's wife? Was that even in the story?
I thought we had needed
a woman. What about Mary?
Hey, you need a woman role model.
Yeah.
But Mary.
It wasn't.
Frida, wouldn't you rather play Mary than the innkeeper's wife? There's no lines.
Yeah. Not to progressive. Say anything.
I am a woman. The innkeeper's wife. Pa-ra-pa-pa. I mean, that sucks.
Right. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I want to ask a question right now, Charlie. Do you think because I'm a girl, I can't handle having lines?
No, well, that's what I was saying. I thought there's never been an innkeeper's wife that's a woman.
So we're going to take the most important female role from the story of Christmas out and put in a side part of a woman who checks you into a hotel.
Yeah, why not
you
make
could
her
say
the
most important female role in history.
In history. But also, I don't want to deny the fact that I might think God could be a woman, you guys.
Right, right.
Well, to be fair, God's voice isn't in this story either, but Mary's a central role.
Hold on, Charlie, what the fuck is Slimer? You put Slimer in the play?
Well, listen, look, everyone likes Slimer, and I thought women needed a role because if you don't put a woman role, everyone yells at
you. So you're making Slimer a woman? You're trying to say that women are fat slobs that eat hot dogs all day for the enjoyment of men?
I'm saying if you eat too many hot dogs, things get out of control and everyone should be aware.
I think we're way off message.
That is not the message of Christmas.
Like, I feel like it's become a holiday, a money and Best Buy and Nintendo. And I don't understand why we can't get back to, America when America was great.
Do you know we wouldn't have money or Best Buy or Nintendo if the Mother Mary didn't give birth to the baby Jesus?
Yeah, no, but what about the Jewish people, the Muslims? They don't. Are they equal?
Oh, boy. Sounds like pigpen rhetoric.
Yeah. Are you trying to be like all lives matter? Is that what you're trying to do right now, Charlie?
Franklin.
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh, hey.
Charlie Brown is into this all lives matters.
What the fuck? Charlie Brown.
No, just hear me out. Philosophically, you also agree that all lives matter.
Oh, you
what
totally
the fuck?
Get it,
man. You don't get it.
You
motherfucker. Do you know?
Okay, I just. Ow. Wait, listen. I just want to know, where can we have the open dialogue? Because, I want to say the right thing.
And you're saying all lives matter. That's not the right thing to say.
Okay.
You saying that means you don't understand it. You don't care about me. You don't care about me or any black people.
What do you
people.
Think about when Joe McKnight got shot?
I don't approve of that kind of stuff. Careful, you gotta get those too many bullets.
They let that guy go. They didn't even arrest that guy that shot him. Are you on his side?
I am not. I am not. I am that. All jokes aside, I am not.
You know what happens, Charlie? I'm going to get into a fight with you. I'm going to get into a fight with you, Charlie Brown, and the cops are going to come. I'm going to get arrested. Do you understand that?
Well, that's the point. You know, a protest, you got to be
peaceful.
The
point is so that Franklin gets arrested?
Oh, my God. The police.
The fuck?
No, listen.
Charlie Brown.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey.
No.
Charlie, hey. Do you call the cops on me?
I swear I didn't.
Hey, fuck.
Hey, come here.
What? No.
Stop resisting.
Hey, no. Get off me.
Charlie Brown, say something, man.
Charlie,
say something.
Shit. Oh, God damn it.
I'm going to film it with my phone.
What? Charlie Brown.
And the police take Franklin away. I can't fucking believe that, man. You got him arrested.
No, I'm going to post this to Schroeder's blog.
Dude, just direct this fucking show.
Yeah, can we just forget about what just happened where Franklin got pulled away by the police, and could you just direct the show?
Okay, I just...
Look at these lines. This is ridiculous. I can't memorize something like this so quickly.
Right.
Linus.
Why should I be put through such agony? Give me one good reason why I should have to memorize this.
Hey, Linus, come here. Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
I'll give you one good reason. Why?
Yeah?
I'll give you five good reasons.
Oh, my God.
My thumb, my index finger, my middle finger, my ring finger, and my pinky. My
that scrunch- forms a fist.
Yeah, and this fist is going right in your face. If you don't memorize those lines, you are my family, and you will not embarrass me. Do you understand me?
Do not threaten me with violence, Lucy. You're emasculating me.
Well, we're living in a time where...
Go ahead.
Masculinity is a tired concept. Okay?
Oh, here comes the Jill Soloway speech.
Where... What is a man and what is a woman? And why is strength and determination something that is assigned by gender?
You know,
one day I'm going to be the CEO of a company. A company that makes football pads for professional, for female professional football players. I mean, that's where we're headed. And I'm going to be in on the ground floor. Do you understand?
All right, I'll memorize my lines.
Okay, good.
I agree with Lucy.
What? You? That was a private conversation between my brother and I.
But the NSA, we'll talk about that later. Anyway, let's have quiet, please. Schroeder, can we set the mood?
Sure thing, Charles. What would you like me to play?
I don't know. Jingle Bells.
Okay.
Jingle Bells? For a religious story?
Whatever's the intro. We're going to... All right, let's just cut it for a second. Okay, let's just rehearse another scene because this is freaking me out.
Okay.
Another scene.
Oh, come on. Pigpen, your dust is messing up my hair.
Well, you got a problem with that, you bitch?
Hey.
Pigpen.
Charlie Brown, take control. You can't let Pigpen just say whatever he wants.
I understand, but if, you know, I get involved, I got to pick my battles, right?
Ow, Pigpen, don't push me.
You get out of my space.
Hey, stop.
You're in my space. Charlie Brown, listen, we got to talk about a rewrite on this thing.
The set is out of control.
Okay.
What is this, a David O. Russell movie?
Yeah, wait.
My God. Charlie Brown.
Guys.
Take control.
Okay, everyone, let's take a minute and discuss lunch.
Oh my God.
You guys,
Pigpen, what's your problem with the script? Let's just attack this head on.
All this fucking liberal bullshit in here, Charlie Brown.
I know.
Listen, this is our chance to say something that you and I really want to say.
No, I don't. Listen.
We should have some sort of Blue Lives Matter message.
Just because I don't, you know, set myself away from you doesn't mean I agree with your views, okay?
Oh, you don't care about poor people, Charlie Brown?
No, I think they're the best people around, and they're the best, smartest people around.
Oh, that's not true.
Yeah, no, they are. I don't want any foolishness. I just want to focus on, you know, women are equal. Star Wars, we all are equal. We each can hold the sword. women can fight.
That's fucking, the new Star Wars sucked because the girl was the lead. That was bullshit. You know that's true, Charlie Brown.
No, no, but you see, it was smart for marketing.
Oh,
for marketing?
Marketing? For marketing purposes, huh?
And because I would want my daughter to want to be the holder of the lightsaber instead of a dirty
boy. Wow, that sounds really phallic.
Well, no, but you guys liked it. Remember, you guys held it. That was good. When you were little, you wanted to hold the lightsaber.
Are you talking about when we go into the basement and play Dr. Charlie?
No, I'm talking.
And you always wanted to be the one that we had to examine?
Hell yeah, Charlie
what
Brown.
What is this about?
Oh, this is, we were kids. This is the same thing as, you know, Lena Dunham and her sister. This is just normal sister stuff. This is not something anyone should make
except
a big deal
out of. Frida and you're Charlie Brown. We're not related at all. And technically, you're a couple years older than I am, Charlie.
Oh, shit.
Well, but, you know, when you're little, all the ages are the same.
What?
Oh, my God. Everyone kind of goes in different directions in disgust. And Lucy approaches him with an idea on how to save the show.
To me, honestly, this feels very like commercial. Like we're interested in pleasing the fans of the
Bye,
show
Charlie.
Instead of our own. Bye. I'll see you in five.
Look. If Charlie, he's the director of the show. If he wants it to not be commercial, then it won't be commercial. Okay, we won't make a commercial podcast. What this podcast needs is a proper Christmas mood.
Yeah. Well, we need, maybe a Christmas tree. That's pretty
That's
famous.
What I was going to say. You have to let me say it. I had the floor. A Christmas tree.
That's
Isn't that a great
idea
that
Lucy.
I had?
And what was your ideas, Charlie? Idea,
no, it was just, yeah.
What was your idea?
A Christmas tree.
A Christmas tree for a podcast? How are you going to be able to see it?
People can pretend to.
What was your idea, Lucy? The Christmas tree. That was good, though, because that'll get us in the spirit of wanting to perform.
Yeah.
But right. Charlie, a Christmas tree on a podcast is a stupid idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I just meant
you can't see it.
But people like the tradition of it. I get like a nice regular tree.
But they can't see it, so how they know it's there.
The people
but we'll
don't
know
need
it's
to
here,
know.
Lucy, and
the
that'll people, energize our
sure,
performance.
Yeah, a great big shiny aluminum Christmas tree.
Okay, well okay.
I love the aluminum ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Charlie Brown, why don't you just to get some fresh air, get out. And get the biggest aluminum tree you can find.
Yeah, and can you take your dog with you? Keep shitting in the corner.
Yeah. Come here. Come on, Snowball.
What do you feed it? You don't feed it human food, do you?
He eats whatever. He sings a song. He eats bones. He eats
You're not supposed love. You're supposed to give him dog food. You don't just give him anything. It'll make them sick.
Charles,
he has diarrhea.
Feed your dog bones?
He eats whatever he wants. He's the kind of dog that could be on a mug or something. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question? Is he even spayed?
No, he's full on free.
You don't spay your animals, Charlie?
Charles.
I thought was crazy, but I think I saw him fucking a little yellow bird the other day.
Yeah, no, I think they're just friends or maybe friends with benefits, but they're friends. What I'm Come here, Snoopy. Come on. Listen. He sort of runs the house, which is cool.
Well, I heard rumors online that there's a Nazi that wants to kill him, and I think that endangers all of us having him around.
Oh, well, I mean, the Nazis, or you mean the dog? Because my dog
There's a Nazi who wants to kill him, and he's around us, so we could get hurt too.
Right.
I hear it's like an incredible fighter pilot.
Yes, well, he acts like that. I mean, Nazis I don't like either, and like Indiana Jones, I would kill as many as I could. If I could, which is what you guys like, because that's part of the Star Wars thing.
That's weird. Who's that?
Hello?
Hello. It's me, the Red Baron.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen Snoopy?
Get him out of here. This is what I was talking about. Shh, quiet. Put him under the thing, under the table.
Put who under the thing?
Mr. Mr. Nazi, I don't agree with your views.
I'm the Red Baron, Mr. Nazi.
Sorry, I'm just saying, please.
Get the fuck out of here. We don't like your kind, okay?
You don't like my kind?
Yeah, go back to the Rust Belt or wherever the fuck you're from.
Charlie?
Yes, sir?
I've always been kind to you. Just tell me where your dog is and I'll leave everyone alone.
I can't. I truly can't. This reminds
Give up
me.
Your dog. He's gonna hurt us. It's just a fucking dog. You get a new one.
This reminds me.
The
of
dog
something.
is under Schroeder's piano.
No.
Come with me, little puppy. Come here. Come here. Thank you, Charlie. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Wow.
Thanks, Charlie. That's the one unselfish thing you've done this holiday season. Mm-hmm. Go get that fucking Christmas tree. We cut to him and Linus at the tree lot. We see a lot of big aluminum trees. Clink, clank, clonk.
Yeah,
this one looks good.
I mean,
kind of expensive.
I kind of wish.
Here's a big one.
They found like a nice, you know, wooden one, right? Like the old classic kind.
Yeah, but these will last forever. These aluminum ones, just hose them off.
I mean, yeah, sure.
3 days for Christmas.
Good for the environment or what, but this is a real Christmas tree when America was great. I like this one? Yeah. Look at
you
it.
You like this one?
I think he needs a home. He's so little. And
it's a he, huh?
Well, yeah, he or she.
You folks looking for a Christmas tree?
Yes, sir. I love nice the aluminum ones.
They're great. You just hose them off. You can paint them any color you want.
Right.
They're really great.
What about this one, the little wooden one, the classic one?
Oh, that's just growing out of the ground, my man.
And also, by buying an aluminum one, it won't cause mudslides from deforestation, right?
That's correct, yes.
Yes, sir. I like what you guys are doing here.
Yeah, well, you know, that's our main thing at this aluminum Christmas tree lot.
Especially with all the forest fires and the droughts, to want a real tree is kind of selfish these days.
Half our proceeds go to anti-deforestation charities.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yep. I've heard about that.
Theory, that means that my tree's purchase would go to the same charities?
That is a weed growing out of the ground, dude. I already said that.
Okay, well, can I give you $10 for it?
I mean, sure.
Hey, that's our Earwolf funding for the year, man.
Yeah, but I think people are going to really appreciate like a real
classic. That's all we've gotten
paid
by Earwolf for all this fucking ads we read.
$10 for to pick that weed out of the ground, isn't that?
I'm saying people are sick of the fake, you know, CGI. They want the real practical effects.
We should Starbucks on me, dude.
Hey guys, hey, let's focus up. Take my money. Let me have this tree.
Great, yeah,
go ahead, take the weed.
Okay, we're going to decorate it. I think this tree needs
to get a Frappuccino, man, one of the expensive ones.
Oh, when I was a kid, it was just coffee. Now it's Frappuccino and Smackuccino.
Wait, what's a Smackuccino? Hey, we should get a couple
Here's
of Smackuccino.
Here's a Smackuccino for you.
Oh! He used all five reasons. He was right.
Oh my God, Charlie, we got to get back because we're late, but people are not going to be happy.
And you'll see, Linus. You'll see.
You know what? I hate it when you say a line twice. It doesn't make it true. They walk back.
Hello, everyone. Guess who's
back? Hey, guys.
It's Charlie, and here's my tree.
What?
What is that?
They were really cool aluminum ones, guys, but
yeah, what? I gave you $10
yeah,
to spend on it. Tell me you got some change.
$10 is all we made from selling our Earwolf merchandise all year, and you spent it all on this?
I figured, well, yes, I did. I figured that the spirit of this tree, like I said, practical effects, is what you guys have been asking for, and here it is.
Charlie.
Oh, my God.
Are you retarded?
I don't like to use that word, but
I
you
never
seem
use that
retarded.
Word.
I never would ever use that word, but you are a fucking retard.
Yeah,
right,
no.
That's even worse than retarded to make it like a noun like that.
I would never use that in any other circumstance.
Yeah.
It's just us here.
No, this is severe because I wouldn't use that word, but you guys are telling me I'm like a retard?
Yes.
Don't use that word.
Yeah, what the fuck, Charles?
I just got excited. How?
Charlie Brown?
Well, because I just, ow.
There's five
There's
more
so
reasons.
Many words I can't say anymore. Ow. There's so many fun words we used to say. Remember, now it's all smackuccino and...
Charles, what's smackuccino?
Yeah, you keep bringing it up like this is something you're pushing, like
it's
marketing or something.
Yeah, well, it's a humor-based thing about the kids today.
Hey, Charlie, you spent $10 on that tree. Why didn't you give it to me? I could have bought clean clothes. Haven't you noticed I live in filth?
We cut to quickly. Pigpen takes him across the railroad track to his to his little hovel that he lives in.
Come on, watch out for the needles. Watch where you step.
Oh, I thought.
Who's that? You whole pig pit?
Fuck you, Dad.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Where's my beer?
Stop yelling. Stop yelling.
You goddamn whore.
Look
at this piece of shit son of yours.
You haven't fucked me in 10 years.
Ma, you are a whore. I brought my friend Charlie home.
I'll smack you. Hey. I'll give you a smackachino right across the face.
Hey. Ow! I'll give you 5 reasons. I'll give you 10 reasons.
Ow! Don't hit me. I'm a guest.
So now, Charlie, you get when you do you see where I come from, Charlie? Look.
I see now. I thought that.
But
was
we
just
do
part
see
of
a really sweet aluminum tree.
Fuck! Listen, I thought
this is all we have in my house because we care about Jesus Christ the Lord so much.
Goddamn straight we do.
That we buy an aluminum tree every year. Listen,
toes it off.
Dust may come out of our shower head, but
man, we have dirt for dinner.
Guys,
here, have a plate, and if you don't eat it, Charlie, well, then we're insulted.
Eat some of that dirt, boy.
Okay, but
turns into mud in your mouth. Eat it.
Just like chocolate cute. Without all the flavor.
Listen. I apologize. I thought it was part of your brand to be like a hipster dirty, and I thought it was something cool, and now I see.
No, we can't afford water. There's a drought, you know. I heard you bought a real tree that'll be taking water away from poor working folk like us that need to wash off our mud.
We need a registry of all water-taking trees, and we need to build a wall.
Listen,
get them on the other side of it.
Build a wall.
Okay, hold on.
Charlie, build a wall for my fucking family, for God's sake.
Listen, we need some reform. I don't know about a whole wall, but we could have a small sort of, some sort of registry if everyone's pouring trees.
Get the fuck out of here.
Charlie, if you don't go and tell the whole crew that you're going to build a wall, I'm going to call the cops on you just like I called them on fucking Franklin.
So we cut back.
And
we cut back to the rehearsal after he's gotten the tour, and he's trying to work up an inspirational speech as he stands in front of his sad tree.
Maybe I shouldn't have picked this tree, guys. Okay, I don't really know. Maybe, you know, everything.
Yeah, we all said aluminum.
Mm-hmm. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess you guys are right. I mean, honestly, I feel very sensitive. Maybe I'm getting older. I don't know what Christmas is about. And isn't there anyone who understands what Christmas is about?
He screams and he walks away from everyone, who then gathers. I know. Don't walk away, Charlie. I know what Christmas is about.
Sure, man.
And spotlight, please. Even though it's a podcast, I like it for the ambiance. Huh? And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they... What? Are you interrupting a Bible verse?
No, sorry.
What the fuck?
Just give him a
minute. Where was I? And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Okay.
That's what it's about, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Not the innkeeper's wife.
No, right, I just...
I also want to point out that the innkeeper's wife has no lines, and it's a podcast. How are people even going to know I'm here, Charlie?
Okay, well, what should I address first? Because, frankly, it's cool that I had a woman on the cast. Isn't that what you guys are looking for?
No, not just one woman, Charlie. Okay. All right, we're looking for equality.
And 50, all you 50. Got was that stupid Christmas tree. And we see Charlie Brown pick up his Christmas tree, which then wilts in his hands.
Oh, I killed it. Everything I touch gets ruined.
He walks away from the tree, slouching.
Linus is
right. The others look after him, encircle the tree, Linus straightens a branch. You know, maybe it's not such a bad little tree after all. Maybe all it needed was a little love. Yeah. Snoopy, can you get some of the lights from your treehouse, from your doghouse?
Snoopy.
I'm back. I brought Snoopy back. And he is, everyone calls me a Nazi. I just wanted to neuter the little dog.
Oh, thank you, Red Baron. Even though you're a Nazi, you're responsible about raising a dog.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but you shaved his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come
here. He looks better this way.
So they used the Christmas tree lights of the doghouse and Red Baron's plane to decorate the little tree.
Jeez. Man, Charlie Brown is a real blockhead.
Oh.
But he did get a nice tree.
Hold on, what? You can but let's say, the blockhead part, though.
You can say blockhead 2016?
Yeah, we can. It's better than retard. It's a way of saying, it's a coded way of saying retard.
Okay.
God.
But I got to hand it to you. You accidentally, I can't imagine you did it on purpose, but you got an okay tree now that I'm looking at it closer.
Oh my God, thank you.
It was an accident, like you said. But the tree, that's a good point, Lucy. The tree does kind of represent the baby Jesus because when the Jesus was just a baby, it was helpless. It didn't have a place of protection for the night.
Nobody knew that.
Go ahead. Oh. You know what I was going to say.
No, I was trying to add on. I was trying to say, I just think, you know, religion has its place, but I think it's caused a lot of turmoil over the past thousands of years, and maybe if we focus on...
That's the point you want to make on Christmas.
Yeah, the tree, and we just focus on the presents part, because we're all Americans, we're all people on planet Earth, instead of worrying so much about...
As he says, we're Americans. Blowing pigpen salutes.
Hell yeah. Now tell him about the wall, Charlie.
What's this about a wall?
It's he's talking about the Pink Floyd album.
Really?
No, he's not. Come on. I can tell by the way you gave up on that halfway through.
Because
what's he mean?
Tell him, Charlie.
You want me to? Okay. Well, Pigpen wants a wall to keep out the people.
Charlie and I want a wall to keep out the people
who water their trees too much. That's right. And only the ones who – I don't agree, but I see his point. Charlie. I still would vote for him.
You still don't get it.
You'd vote for me?
I don't – yes, even though I don't agree with
him. I've never thought about running for office before, but you inspire me, Charlie.
Well, maybe I'll get a seat in your cabinet. Anyway,
the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild.
As the Peanuts gang sang to honor the glory of the baby Jesus, Chris Bannon, the president of Earwolf, entered the studio to happily hand out bonus checks to all the podcasters who had been so underpaid and underpromoted the year round. And all was happy and good in the world again.
Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
And as the song fades out, we hear a buzzing sound, and everybody looks around and wonders, where'd Sally go to? She wasn't... Where's your
Merry
sister?
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Charles. Holy shit, Charlie! Sally's up on Schroeder's piano. She's getting off.
Charlie, your sister's...
This is inappropriate.
It's fine.
Charlie, your sister's coming all over my piano.
I mean, slut shaming's one thing, but this is crazy. Just stop it.
Yeah, she got my present.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Humans, I hope you enjoyed this very Armin Brown Christmas. Thanks to Brett Morris, Josh, Dana, Kevin, and Earwolf, the ones that really helped me. Who else? Of course... Amanda, Mookie, Mike Mitchell, and the beloved Armin, all participating in our Christmas special. Humans, I got a Christmas present for you. Andy Richter's Home for the Holidays. It's a special coming out December 20th on CISO.com. If you don't already have CISO, you can check it out for a month for free. Just go there, and I think you just got to give them your email. All that content. Bester Breaks the Record. That's why it's a stand-up special. Thank You, Del. That's the documentary about Del Close we have on there. The UCB Show Season 2 is coming out in January, but right now, December 20th, do me a favor, do yourself a favor, watch Andy Richter's Home for the Holidays. It's a variety comedy show. Bob Duca, me doing Bjork, Sappity Tappity, that's John Daly's character, Betsy Sadar, Lauren Lapkus, tons of funny people, and it's free, so why, you got to avoid your family somehow. Andy Richter's Home for the Holidays, CISO.com, December 20th.